Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
But first, this week we heard all about the return to the office as the COVID crisis eases and restrictions are lifted. Many of us have been working from home since March of 2020 and have grown to like it. But the future of remote working is not a table in the corner of your bedroom. It is more likely to be the network of hubs in towns across rural Ireland. The Hive in Carrig-on-Shannon has been on the go for 8 years. It houses 30 businesses and 100 employees. This kind of place may be the future of remote working. So with Colm Keane as my guide, I went along to meet some of the people working there. First up is Breffni Early, who's in the media business himself.
Hi, and you're very welcome to the latest episode of Leitrim Daily with myself, Breffni Early. And on today's show, we're doing something a little bit different. We're turning the tables and I'm the person being interviewed by the one and only Marty Morrissey. Marty, you're very welcome to The Hive.
Thank you very much indeed, and welcome to the Countrywide Radio 1 programme. Breffni, to operate your podcast here from The Hive, what's that like?
I suppose it's just a little idea that came to me about 2 years ago. I was trying to get the results of the local football games on the radio, and for whatever reason, all I could hear on the radio was talk about NFL football and Cristiano Ronaldo, what Messi had eaten for breakfast that day. And I just thought, you know, there's more to local media than what's going on. And I just said, I need to try something a little bit different. And I just went home, told people I was going to do it, put it up on Facebook, I think, at the time. And about 2 weeks later, we put out our first show, and it's called Leitrim Daily.
What's it like working from The Hive?
The Hive has been a game changer, because it's not just you in a backpack in the back of the car coming to someone's house. You're bringing them in here. You can see we've got a lovely little studio set up here. We can shoot videos, we can shoot or we can record audio pieces in here as well. We have a number of hosts now presenting things. Someone you might be familiar with yourself, Tommy Moran. He's a former chairman of Connacht, or president.
Lovely man.
Absolutely. He hosts a show every Monday called Tommy Talks, where he just brings somebody in from the community, maybe a friend of his, maybe someone he knows of, spends half an hour in their company and just a nice almost fireside chat with them.
You could do this at home. So why here?
I couldn't do this at home. We live in Leitrim. Internet is patchy enough. To put it into something that people might understand, for me to upload, say, a 3 or 4 minute video from a section of one of our shows, if I was to try and do that on reasonable internet, well, alleged reasonable internet at home, only 4 miles out the road in Leitrim Village, it would take about an hour and a half. To do it in here, less than a minute. And so when you're relying on the speed of internet and the speed of access to that sort of thing, if you have to delay everything you're doing for an hour and a half, you just can't get the work done. So we went from spending maybe 12 to 15 hours a day producing a half hour audio show to now we can get that done in here in the right facilities, the right environment, in probably less than 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
So do you think that more and more people, you know, of your generation and of your age, will leave urban Ireland and come back to rural towns, beautiful towns like Carrig-on-Shannon?
I don't know if they will, but they should. I spent 15 years in Dublin and ended up coming back to Leitrim. It's home. It's where my family is. My parents are getting older. My nephews are growing up, and I wanted to spend time with both generations. So even today, been able to spend an hour in the playground with my nephew on his first day back to school, that's a lovely little touch that I wouldn't necessarily be able to do. I call into my parents maybe 3, 4, 5 times a week. It's just been able to do that and live where you want to live at home. I think it's fantastic, and it wouldn't be possible without The Hive.
Thank you so much. I'm going to keep doing the tour with Colm, but the best of luck. Nice meeting you. Right, so where are we going to next, Colm?
We'll go downstairs.
Okay. Gosh, there's a lot. There's many twists and turns in the corridors.
It's even from the outside, there's 14,500 square foot here in total. So we've lots of space. It doesn't look as big from the road because of the way it's designed. Cooney Architects in Cavan, Dublin, were the designers of the building itself. And it actually won an RIAI award for its very novel ventilation system, which since COVID has actually come into its own, because it meant that we could just basically make a few changes on the computer and we had ventilation already built in. It's good, and it's all about providing a safe workplace for people. So anything that makes it easier is good.
How are you, Carmel?
Very well, thank you.
Nice to meet you.
You too. I didn't expect to see you here in Carrick and Shannon on a Wednesday afternoon.
There you go.
Are you looking for some HR support?
I am. You're the HR person. Well, nice to meet you indeed.
So I'm originally from Cavan. Met a Leitrim man. We were living in Dublin, came to a small place called Ceis Carrigan, and we've been living there for about 16 years.
Wow.
So I am, I think I can call myself a Leitrim woman.
That's what you think.
But I'd still be supporting Cavan.
Well, there you go. See, I knew it would eventually come out.
If we ever got to an All-Ireland. So unlikely, but...
So in terms of HR though, Carmel, I mean... Are more and more people realising that there is more to life than work?
You know, a lot of my inquiries at the moment are in relation to, well, what will I do if, you know, so-and-so or a number of people don't want to come back to work, back into the physical workplace. Looking at that from the employee point of view and then from the employer's point of view, there's still, I suppose, that arrangement came out of necessity or was forced. Mm-hmm. And there are... aspects that need to be reviewed and managed and tweaked in terms of performance going forward.
There's another customer trying to get in contact with you.
My apologies, I didn't expect to be, as I say, talking to you as I was working. So yes.
So you do see a change that more and more people are kind of saying, but you know what, I can operate a little bit better from home maybe.
I don't think there's a one size fits all in respect of what is the best working arrangement. Some love home working and it suits. There are others who cannot wait to get back into a normal workplace and leave and go to work every day. And then there are some who want a bit of both. So it may depend on, I suppose, domestic setup, childcare situation, age of children, type of work, location, amount of commuting, all those factors come into play. I don't think it's a one size fits all by any means. But at least COVID has opened up that conversation and certainly demonstrated that there are options available. Because I would know people in Leitrim who get on the train every day. That's, you know, 2 hours to Dublin each way and would do that 5 days a week.
And they're still doing that.
Well, some are or some are definitely not going to do that again 5 days a week. Yeah.
Hard to blame them.
Absolutely. Leitrim's lovely. And why wouldn't you want to spend, you know, some time at home or enjoying what we have to offer rather than on the train?
What's your name?
David O'Carroll.
So what do you do?
The core of my business is graphic design, but I run a creative design agency.
But David, would you not feel you're at a disadvantage that you're not in Dublin?
Look, I'll probably give you the same answer everybody else does, and it's quality of life. The quality of life is absolutely second to none. Like, I leave work, I'm at home. I have two young kids, one and two at the moment in time, and when I leave them, I can just spend all evening with them. It's not leaving, it's not jumping into a car, it's not spending an hour traveling in and out of Dublin as well, too. It's home within 5 minutes, home within 10 minutes. Like the amenities in Carrick and Shannon are all based around the water, the river. And the water and the river are things that kind of like that I've radiated to all in my life as well too. And I just enjoy, you know, activities and everything that's just here within minutes as well too. So
I think you've just sold Leitrim to the nation.
Hopefully.
Yes, you did, David. Sold it to me as well. That was David O'Carroll ending my report. I spoke to so many great people at the Hive in Carrick and Shannon, and it was a really interesting trip. I met Niall Kiernan from Global Green and Neve O'Flynn, who completed her master's on the day I visited the Hive. So well done, Neve. If you're interested in accessing a hub, www.connectedhubs.ie will give you all the information. Truly fabulous.